uporabnik tega operacijskega sistema, se pravi vsak človek, ki ima pri nas mobitel, bo dobil sporočilo.
Vsak izmed nas tako del problema, kot del rešitve.
Krizni štab Radia Študent. Komentatorji za kritične razmere.
Uživajte, dokler lahko.
The union, the institution addressing the current part of the economic shock by providing liquidity, cash into the economy in order to not see everything collapsing. Businesses don't have a turnover, they have no income, but at the same time they have to pay their rent, their bills, their wages. In order to not to get a minimum of economic circulation flowing, member states and the EU offering liquidity to the market. This is good. This is unavoidable if you really don't want a complete collapse. The big questions we are asking ourselves, once what is called now the 90% economy, meaning economy which has shrunk by 10% compared to pre-crisis, how will the so-called revival or the recovery of the economy look like once basic functioning is restored? Is just injecting more cash enough? We don't think so. We think any recovery package has to come with a very clear political and legal framework to ensure that the transition towards climate neutrality, the restructuring of all sectors of our economy, that this is given a clear direction, that we really, the economy, member states, but as well, of course, businesses, that they get the legal, the economic, and the political environment to invest into the decarbonization of all sectors. What does this mean? That means we have to rethink urban planning, urban living. This is the isolation of all buildings. This is the new concept of urban mobility. This means we need to think how local renewable energy has been reduced and resourced. Overall, of course, it means as well, how do we see energy production and consumption in general and what needs to be invested? How do we invest into the heavy industry, into the productive sector, that they don't now finance their business as usual, but they really take the step to use this opportunity to redirect the policies of businesses, marketing, and the sectors as such. Farming, of course, all the circular economy. This all, like, in a way, all policies which have been political agenda, food and farming, circular economy, the move towards climate neutrality, electrification of transport, all this is now even more important if we want to prevent a business as usual, a lock-in compared to what we have seen before. Currently, cash is out. Once the economy is open, we have to make sure there is a mechanism in place which incentivizes and shifts capital and infrastructure investment for the restructuring, for the transition towards climate neutrality in all sectors of the economy. The European Commission, on the highest narrative level, leaves no doubt that the Green Deal and the digitalization are the blueprint for the economic recovery. What would be needed, indeed, to give this narrative the substance? And this is what I mentioned. We don't need completely new legislation. We need to ensure that the climate and energy legislation, which has been in the pipeline, that this is done properly and with ambition. That means we need a 65% greenhouse gas emission reduction target by 2030. We need to put climate neutrality into the climate law. Am I optimistic if this is to happen? We hear voices from some member states, from industries, which say we have to slow down our green agenda. This is fatal. This is not the way forward. It has to be the opposite. We have to increase now our ambition to make sure really that this framework is in place. The Commission would not propose anything where she knows where it knows it has 27 member states against. Sometimes the Commission is on the false ambition, sometimes not. We think that it's not the Commission who's the biggest blogger. Generally, when it comes to the climate agenda now in comparison to the big member states and to the majority of member states. In the end, as so often, member states have quite a big power what they are making out of it, of what the Commission proposes, of how to implement law. So I don't think at the moment it is appropriate from the member state's point of view to point at the Commission. I think it is rather many member states are not on board for a higher ambition, political agenda for climate change. And at the same time, there is a lot member states can do on their own without the EU setting the priorities. And many don't do this. Particularly, it's not to blame particular countries, but we know that some countries politically are more resistant towards climate action because they see it more difficult than other countries. But I think this is all about as well rather national policies than EU policies and politics.
Uporabnik tega operacijskega sistema, se pravi vsak človek, ki ima pri nas mobitel, bo dobil sporočilo.
Vsak izmed nas tako del problema, kot del rešitve.
Krizni štab Radia Študent. Komentatorji za kritične razmere.
Uživajte, dokler lahko.